From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. The Indonesian government has trained its sights on building herd immunity in the first quarter of 2022, along with mammoth efforts to handle the COVID-19 pandemic and implement mass vaccination. It was said by Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati at a plenary meeting with the House of Representatives, or DPR, on Monday, as quoted by Antara. Achieving herd immunity in the first quarter of 2022 will usher in recovery in social and economic activities in order to return to pre-pandemic levels. Hence, the minister stated the government will continue to ensure optimal handling of the pandemic and effective implementation of nationwide vaccination for swifter economic recovery. State-owned enterprises, or SOE Minister, concurrently the COVID-19 Handling and National Economic Recovery Committee Chief, Erick Thohir, received 8 million doses at bulk vaccine developed by Sinovac on Monday. As quoted by Antara, Thohir, during an online press conference on the arrival of the Sinovac vaccine at the Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, Tangerang, Banten on Monday, expounded that a total of 26.9 million Indonesian citizens had received the COVID-19 vaccine shots until now, with the figure projected to continually increase. In comparison with other Southeast Asian countries, Indonesia is one nation in the area with high vaccination rates. The minister noted that through vaccination, support can be extended to the country to stem the spread of COVID-19, prevent pandemic-induced deaths, and the most importantly, expedite the nation's economic recovery. President Joko Widodo has tasked the Social Affairs Ministry to contribute to the government's endeavors to reduce stunting rates in 5 provinces, including East Nusa Tenggara. As quoted by Antara, to this end, Social Affairs Minister Tri Risma Hari Ini notified journalists on Monday she will collaborate the National Population and Family Planning Board, or BKABN. Earlier this year, President Jokowi had tasked the BKKBN with implementing extraordinary program to lower Indonesia's stunting rate from 27.9% in 2019 to 14% in 2024. Four other provinces that her ministry would prioritize are located in the islands of Sulawesi and Kalimantan. House Speaker Puan Maharani has urged the government to make handling the COVID-19 pandemic the focus of the discussion of the draft 2022 State Budget, or RAPBN. As quoted by Antara, Puan Maharani on Monday said, "The draft 2022 State Budget must also ensure social protection and national economic recovery." She elaborated, since the COVID-19 pandemic is not over, the discussion of the draft 2022 state budget must be directed towards turning the state budget into an intervention instrument to handle the pandemic, provide social protection, and restore the business world, particularly micro, small, and medium businesses. Now we move to the international news. Peru on Monday revised its official COVID-19 death toll to around 180,000, almost triple the previous official figure of about 60,000, following a government review that shows the severity of the outbreak in the Andean country. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Peru has been one of the most battered countries in Latin America by the pandemic, which has overcrowded its hospitals and outstripped the availability of oxygen tanks. Experts had long warned that the true death toll was being undercounted in official statistics. Peru's Prime Minister, Violeta Bermudez, in a press conference announcing the result of the review, stated his side thinks it is its duty to make public this updated information. At least 55 people were killed overnight in two attacks on villages in eastern Congo, the United Nations said on Monday, in potentially the worst night of violence the area has seen in at least 4 years. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the army and a local civil rights group blamed the Allied Democratic Forces, an Islamist armed group, for raiding the village of Chabi and a camp for displaced people near Boga, another village. Both are close to the border of Uganda. Houses were burned and civilians abducted, the UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs said in a statement. Albert Basegu, the head of a civil rights group in Boga, told Reuters by telephone that he had been alerted to the attack by the sound of cries at a neighbor's house. We end the news with a scientist advising the government that has said there are signs the UK is in the early stages of a third wave of coronavirus infections. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, Professor Rafi Gupta from the University of Cambridge said, although the new cases were relatively low, the Indian variant had fueled exponential growth. He said ending COVID restriction in England on June 21st should be postponed. Environment Secretary George Eustace said the government could not rule out a delay to the planned lockdown easing, but business leaders have warned of the harmful impact of any change to the proposed dates. On Monday, the UK reported more than 3,000 new COVID infections for a 6 day in a row. Well, listener, that was the news.
Thank you. Since 2017, June 1st has been commemorated by the Indonesian people as the birthday of Pancasila. The decision was announced by President Joko Widodo on June 1st, 2016. June 1st is also designated as a national holiday. Pancasila, as the state foundation of the Republic of Indonesia, consists of belief in the one and only God, just and civilized humanity, the unity of Indonesia, democracy led by wisdom and deliberation of representation, social justice for all the people of Indonesia. Indonesia practices the noble values contained in each precept. One of the noble values contained in the fifth precept, namely mutual cooperation. The value of this mutual cooperation is increasingly proven by the Indonesian people to fight against COVID-19. In various places, the real form of the mutual cooperation is clearly visible. In the smallest community, this spirit is shown by helping each other. Many people have joined hands to provide the daily needs of their neighbors exposed to COVID-19 and did self-isolation. In a larger scale, amid the COVID-19 pandemic, many movements have been initiated by the community to prevent the spread of COVID-19, such as providing free masks and hand sanitizer. These activities are also to remind the public to comply with health protocols, namely wearing masks, washing hands, and maintaining physical distance. On a national scale, one of the noble values of mutual cooperation is the provision of the mutual cooperation vaccine. This program is implemented by the private sectors to carry out vaccination for their employees. All the costs in carrying out the vaccination are borne by the private companies. According to Chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Rosan Roslani, as May 31st, there were around 10.5 million who had registered to carry out vaccination. They come from more than 28,000 companies. The Mutual Cooperation Vaccine Program proves clearly that the private sector strives to help the government to accelerate the implementation of the COVID-19 vaccination in Indonesia. In mid-May 2021, President Joko Widodo called for a target of 30 million vaccine for the Mutual Cooperation Vaccine, meaning that at least 15 million people will get vaccinated. Although there are serious challenges that must be faced, namely being able to immediately bring in vaccine. Especially at this time, every country is trying to give vaccine to its people. The hope is that with the cooperation of all parties, the Indonesian government through PT Bio Farma can immediately bring in vaccine for this mutual cooperation vaccine mechanism. In the end, communal immunity can be formed immediately in Indonesia. The spirit of mutual cooperation is also being put forward by Indonesia in overcoming COVID-19 at the global level, one of which is by sending 3,400 oxygen cylinders to India for the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic in that country. This cheap delivery was carried out because of the participation of industry players. Indonesia is also actively involved in the COVID-19 Vaccine Global Access, or COVAX, which is targeted to provide equal access to the COVID-19 vaccine worldwide. Mutual cooperation, one of the noble values of Pancasila, must continue to be strengthened by the Indonesian people, because the spirit of mutual cooperation is the key to overcoming COVID-19, both at the national and global levels. Today in history, I'll begin with the 1st of June 1945 when the birth of Pancasila occurred. The formulation of Pancasila originated from a speech delivered by Sukarno at the session of the Indonesian Independence Preparatory Investigation Agency on June 1, 1945. It was in the speech that the concept and initial formulation of Pancasila were first put forward by Sukarno as the basis for an independent Indonesian state. The speech was initially delivered spontaneously and without a title. Pancasila later became the basic ideology for the Indonesian state. This name consists of two words from Sanskrit, namely Panca meaning five and Sila meaning principle. Until now, June 1st is celebrated as the birthday of Pancasila. Moving on to June 1st, 2001, when the first World Milk Day occurred. June 1st was designated as World Milk Day in 2001 by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. The date was chosen because many countries have celebrated Milk Day on that date. World Milk Day is commemorated to convey a message to the entire global community about the important role of milk in world public health. The day is also used as a moment to support the dairy industry, which is the livelihood for more than 1 billion people in the world. In Indonesia, World Milk Day was only begun commemorated in 2009. I'll end today in history with June 1st, 2009, when Air France Flight 447 bound for Rio de Janeiro, Paris, crashed in the Atlantic Ocean. Air France Flight 447 is Air France fleet of Airbus A330-200 type. The plane was carrying passengers from Rio de Janeiro, Galeão International Airport in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to Paris, Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, France. After flying from Rio de Janeiro, the plane disappeared from radar in the Atlantic Ocean on June 1, 2009. Investigation found the plane crashed into the sea due to the crew misreading the aircraft speed indicator. 216 passengers and 12 crew members were declared dead.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The United Nations Human Rights Council must have one voice in calling for an end to violence in Palestine, ensuring immediate access to humanitarian assistance, and ensuring accountability for human rights violations that have occurred against the Palestinian people. This was affirmed by the Ad Interim Charge d'Affaires Deputy Permanent Representative of the Republic of Indonesia to the United Nations in Geneva. Ambassador Grata E. Wirdaningtyas in her statement at the special session of the Human Rights Council on the Human Rights Situation in the Occupied Palestinian Territory OPT on Thursday. As quoted by kemlu.go.id, Ambassador Grata stated that although Indonesia welcomes the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel, Indonesia notes that a permanent solution can only be produced if the rights of the Palestinian people are fully respected and protected. This is a principle that Indonesia has always conveyed in the Human Rights Council. Along with Palestine and most of the other Islamic Cooperation Organization (OIC) countries, Indonesia has initiated the holding of a special session of the Human Rights Council on the Human Rights Situation in the OPT, including in East Jerusalem. This special session successfully passed a Human Rights Council resolution entitled Ensuring Respect for International Human Rights Law and International Humanitarian Law in the Occupied Palestinian Territory, including East Jerusalem and Israel. This resolution affirms the obligation of all countries. It is the first to promote and protect human rights as confirmed in the UN Charter and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, as well as other human rights instruments. Second is to decide on the establishment of a Commission of Inquiry, COI, to investigate all allegations of human rights violation that occurred in OPT and Israel before and since April 13, 2021. And third is to ask all countries, international agencies and other donors to mobilize humanitarian assistance for Palestinian civilians in the OPT, including in East Jerusalem. In addition, this resolution also encourages countries not to buy and sell weapons that can cause serious human rights violation and other international law. As a member of the Human Rights Council, Indonesia has consistently supported the United Nations efforts to promote and protect the human rights of the Palestinian people. Solidarity with the fate and struggle of the Palestinian people is the main reason why Indonesia has supported the initiative of organizing a special session from the start and voted firmly in favor of the ratification of the special session resolution in the voting session at the Human Rights Council. The special session has successfully passed the Human Rights Council resolution by voting, with 24 countries in favor, including Indonesia, 9 countries against, and 14 countries abstaining. The Human Rights Council held the special session in response to military aggression, the use of armed force, and the escalation of violence committed by Israeli police and settlers against the Palestinian people since early April 2021.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جان شوي بي تاي كو جو يي فانغ شي سين سين غوانغ جوانغ بين دو فاي يان د تشوان بو. وي د كو جو باو هو ني يي د كو جو باو هو وو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From Indonesia to the world. saat itu kau tak banyak bicara, hanya tersenyum. Tak pernah kukira kau begitu cepat memikirku tanpa basa-basi. Setiap kau ada, rasanya hanya ingin kau. Memikirku tanpa bahasa basi. Setiap kau ada, rasanya hanya
still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Pesona Indonesia Awards crowned Dawet Ayu as the most popular traditional drink in Indonesia. Besides holding the title as the most popular traditional drink, Dawet Ayu also becomes the favorite winner. Dawet Ayu, or some people call it cendol, is a type of drink that comes from Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java. According to the head of Tourism and Culture of Office Banjarnegara Regency, Agung Yusianto, this award proves that Dawet Ayu as the original product of Banjarnegara is loved and recognized by the Indonesian people for its taste. Agung hopes that this award will encourage and inspire culinary entrepreneurs and MSMEs in Banjarnegara. Dawet ice, or also known as cendol ice, is made from cendol or silky green rice flour jelly, coconut milk sauce, which is doused with Japanese sugar syrup or brown sugar, then added with ice cube and fruit toppings such as jackfruit and durian. It feels so fresh and delicious. No wonder that various types of dawet ayu are found in their hometown of Banjarnegara with various types of toppings. But still, the best seller is the original one. The price starts from 5,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah per glass. There are several versions of the story about the origin of dawet ayu. One of them was told by the head of the Banjarnegara Art Council, Cundaroso. Cundaroso said dawet Banjarnegara becomes famous initially from a song composed by Banjarnegara artist named Bono entitled Dawet Ayu Banjarnegara. In 1980s, the song was covered by Banyumas Calung Art and Comedy Group Peang Penjol, which was famous in Banyumas Residency in 1970s to 1980s. Since then, most people in Banyumas Residency have known Dawet from Banjarnegara with the nickname Dawet Ayu. The lyrics of the song are simple but striking. The song tells the story of a younger brother who asks his brother where to go on a picnic. Don't forget to buy Banjarnegara Dawet, which is fresh, cold, and sweet. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Banyak pesan tak memberi kesan.
setiap waktu. And you, you, every single day just make me closer to you. And I'll fight for us to, to
fly to the past, leave it behind. Learn to let go of all your mistakes. We're only human, don't give up and let them see.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia English program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI's foreign broadcast station, with the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Sejak Dua Hari Yang Lalu. Sejak Dua Hari Yang Lalu, or in English, since 2 days ago. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Sejak Dua Hari Yang Lalu, Sejak Dua Hari Yang Lalu, which means since 2 days ago. This conversation takes place between Kevin and the doctor at the clinic. Kevin responds to the doctor's questions regarding when Kevin starts to get sick. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sejak kapan Bapak sakit?
Sejak 2 hari yang lalu, Dok.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, sejak dua hari yang lalu, sejak dua hari yang lalu, which means since 2 days ago. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Sejak, sejak, which means since. Sejak kapan, which means since when. Sejak kapan bapak sakit, sejak kapan bapak sakit, which means since when. Have you been sick? Dua hari yang lalu. 2 hari yang lalu, which means 2 days ago. Sejak 2 hari yang lalu. Sejak 2 hari yang lalu, which means since 2 days ago. Sejak kemarin. Sejak kemarin, which means since yesterday. Sejak 3 hari yang lalu. Sejak 3 hari yang lalu, which means since 3 days ago. Seminggu yang lalu. Seminggu yang lalu, which means a week ago. Sebulan yang lalu. Sebulan yang lalu, which means a month ago. In the conversation, you heard the phrase sejak dua hari yang lalu, sejak dua hari yang lalu, which means since 2 days ago. The full expression of the statement is, saya sakit sejak dua hari yang lalu, saya sakit sejak dua hari yang lalu, which means, I was sick since 2 days ago. In that expression, there is the word sejak, sejak, which means since. It is used to convey the start of something happening. For example, saya sakit sejak dua hari yang lalu. Saya sakit sejak 2 hari yang lalu, which means I was sick since 2 days ago. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of using the word sejak, sejak, which means since. Sejak kapan Bapak sakit? Sejak kapan Bapak sakit? Which means, since when you've been sick? Sejak 3 hari yang lalu. Sejak 3 hari yang lalu, which means since 3 days ago. Sejak kapan Bapak sakit? Sejak kapan Bapak sakit? Which means since when you've been sick? Sejak kemarin. Sejak kemarin, which means since yesterday. In the previous conversation, we found yang lalu. Yang lalu, which is the past expression. This expression is used to denote the past time like ago. For example, 2 hari yang lalu. 2 hari yang lalu, which means 2 days ago. Seminggu yang lalu. Seminggu yang lalu, which means a week ago. Sebulan yang lalu. Sebulan yang lalu, which means a month ago. However, usually yang lalu, which is used to denote the past time, is not used after the word kemarin. Kemarin, which means yesterday. So don't say kemarin yang lalu. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, I'll present a sample of conversation one more time.
Sejak kapan Bapak sakit?
Sejak 2 hari yang lalu, Dok.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Sejak 2 Hari Yang Lalu, which means since 2 days ago. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Semua persoalan waktu kita sejarah untuk membebaskan pikiran dan biarkan, biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan. Man, memang, memang benar memang kita perlu cool down dan melonggarkan pakaian.
Suara canda tawa dan senyum puas, berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas. Tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas.
Yang penting semua senang. Sejak kehadiranmu bumi terkekeliang.
Darahku berdentam dididididom.
Dididom, jaga, dididom.
Yeah.
tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in this today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to play a Malay song entitled Semanis Gula by Ganti Ramon. The lyrics of the song, which was composed by Yan Junaid, consists of the lines of pantun or rhyming poetry. The song Semanis Gula, which means as sweet as sugar, gives a message about the sweetness of language better than the sweetness of look. This song also reminds us not to be envious and arrogant. Well, listener, here is Semanis Gula by Ganti Ramon. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Engkau gemilang malam cemerlang, bagaikan bintang timur sedang mengembang. Tajimu cemu, mata memandang. Aku namakan di kau cuita malam. Sinar matamu menari-nari, masuk menembus ke dalam jantung kau. Aku terpikat masuk perangkap. Apa daya asmara sudah melekat. Juwita malam.
Listener, Thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.